Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. We have replaced the mug with an actual Jamba Juice smoothie.
Yeah, I had to.
Are you becoming normal?
Are we sponsored now?
No, I had to do it.
He has water and a smoothie. It's a whole new world.
The grocery order didn't come in my work, so I had to improvise today.
Do you order into groceries?
Yeah,
I
do all the ordering.
Also, do you got like a blender? Do you make your own smoothies?
Yeah, of course. I do breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
I'm going to say that I'm impacting you to become more normal and stay away from
mugs. I think I became a lot normal in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you back with us at Box Office Breakdown, thank you for joining us, Popcorn Talk Network. I'm Sarah Shutton. Got JTE.
We were playing basketball this week.
Yeah. I wasn't invited.
We didn't see you. I was going to come get you, but I seen you going to work on, Friday?
Yeah, I was going to work.
You were wearing a bikini. I was like, what is she doing?
Yes, I go to work in a bikini.
I thought you worked at a theater.
Oh. I'm mastering being normal.
Maybe I just visualized that.
I
visualize every girl in a bikini.
Uncomfortable. All right, so I finally joined the rest of the world this week, in case you guys were wondering.
Oh, no.
I saw Fury 7.
You saw it.
I did.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to join Twitter.
Oh, that would have been much better.
No, I avoid that at all costs. I don't understand. All I know is Roxy now has a Paris... Shoot, I keep messing up the word.
Periscope.
That
has
one of those.
How does that work?
It's horrible. I feel like all I think is like people are going to start using it for porn. It's like live streaming of like instances in their life.
What's wrong with that?
I was just about to say, I didn't even think of that.
I joined the rest of the world. I saw Furious 7.
Okay.
I saw it within the first week and I thought I was late.
Where did you see it? During a week or a weekend?
Week.
During a week. Was it packed?
No.
Okay.
Not packed, but I normally go to the movies when it's like completely dead. Mm. I'm very used to like having my own private movie theater going on.
Well, you didn't see it in China then.
No, you didn't.
But there was people. It was like the middle of the day, a weekday, and there was people, and the audience was like diverse. Like there was like kids, there was teenagers, there was couples, there was a few old
Latinos.
People, like total like. Just pool of people. Like, it would have been the most fantastic review.
We're talking like mid-afternoon, or are we talking nighttime?
Mid-afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. Mid-afternoon, but all over the board.
Well, what did you think of the movie? That's what I want to hear.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Totally agree.
Ridiculous and over the top and doesn't really make an ounce of sense. Like, half of these things can't happen.
Nope.
But so much fun to watch. I can't say I'm one of these people who's going to go see it again, which is why I think those numbers are going up, because I think people are seeing this movie a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
But really enjoyed it. Really glad I saw it. Like, it was well worth my theater money. And tickets for theaters are really expensive now, so, like, that's a big deal.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, when I saw it, it was a packed house.
Okay.
And I feel like that added to my enjoyment of the movie, because it's such kind of a dumb, fun ride that you kind of, the whole crowd's into it. You know, they're laughing, they're yelling throughout the movie. I wonder if I saw it like in a, I think I would still enjoy it. But I feel like it might have diminished my, you know, I feel like this is a popcorn, the definition of a popcorn large audience movie.
Yes, correct.
And I'm wondering if you saw it with a huge theater on like a Friday night, if you would enjoy it a little more.
Okay, see, I think that that does play into effect for like movies. Like when I saw The Interview, which you liked.
Yeah,
I did not really like The Interview. I saw it in a theater pretty much by myself, was not laughing. Yeah. So I was just like, this is kind of painful and taking forever.
It's like when you go to a club. I mean, if you go to a club and there's like two dudes on the dance floor and like a chick,
it gets ruined.
Like, it's not going to be good. But if it's like a bunch of girls twerking and stuff like that, then yeah, you're just going to have a good time.
Furious 7 wasn't ruined for me. I still really enjoyed it.
No, yeah, it's still an enjoyable film.
And maybe I didn't get all the laughs or the slow claps that I've been hearing all these stories about, but I really, really did enjoy that movie.
Did you cry?
And did I cry?
Oh, at the ending.
At the end?
Yeah.
In the in memoriam? No, I did not cry.
But you cheered up a little bit?
No. I was moved. I felt like Vin Diesel was being very honest, and I thought that his monologue at the end to close it up was done really nicely in comparison to a lot of the movie, which is like extremely soap opera-ish, where I like don't typically believe a lot of the things they're saying. With him, I really felt his presence through the whole movie, and I was like, good job, Vin Diesel.
Did you feel like it could have been the end of the franchise right there?
Yes.
Like, it does feel like that way, doesn't
I've already mentioned this. Like, so many people are on board for number 8, and with all the money it's making that we're about to talk about, like, pretty sure 8's on the way. But for
me, 8, 9, and 10.
I'm really happy with my
Paul
Walker, Fast and Furious franchise. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the note we left it on. I love that the Fast and Furious, like, it's fun, it's exciting, it does have that emotional level, so I kind of felt like it did the most a Fast and Furious movie can do. I don't get a lot of emotion out of the other ones.
No, of course not.
And, like, what route do you go next? Like, you're never going to feel that same way. But it's making so much money, which is what we are here to talk about. So, might as well start with it. Number one, Furious 7, brought in $59 million. This week. That's like close to where we've had like Disney movies like opening. Like, we're talking about Cinderella opened at like 70 movies. Like
yeah.
It's second week is close to Disney movies' highest opening. It is bringing its total domestic to 251. Again, second week. It's still a huge drop.
I almost called it.
Almost a 60% drop.
Yeah.
But huge numbers.
I almost called it. I had 61 million total. And for 5 for 5, and I win just in case I'm wondering.
Did your researchers figure out what everyone's totals are? Or are we still? Are they still doing annual?
No. It made $61 million almost.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the past. We've had we keep track of who's won what.
Oh, that's next week.
That's next week. Okay, so
next week we'll give the totals.
We're getting into total winners.
We
next
have our
week.
crackpot. You know, crackpot statisticians.
I don't think that's the right word, but okay. Yeah. Number two went to another movie that's been out for a while, or 3 weeks, Home. Thank you very much. $18.5 million. Mm-hmm. So its total is coming to $129. Well, not bad numbers, but it just
great
seems...
for DreamWorks.
Yeah, just but compared to Furious, everything seems so sad.
Yes. But the press thing, it only dropped 30%.
True.
Which is really well.
Yes, that's correct.
And then we have, of the top five, the only one that was in its opening week.
Longest Road.
As you say, and long size from the rest of the panel. The Longest Ride, bringing in only $13 million. Pretty where we were expecting it to be.
Did you see it? You are the target audience for this.
You are the target audience.
Okay. I'm just saying.
No.
Are you a
Did
fan
I say
of,
again? No.
Have you seen his other films?
Like the Nicholas Sparks movies? Yeah.
Everybody's seen The Notebook.
Everyone's seen
Notebook. Yeah, everyone's seen The Notebook.
I've also seen Dear John.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like with Amanda Siegfried and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
I think I've seen some other ones. The Lucky One. Was that Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
I saw that one. I didn't see the Julianne Hough one.
Safe house.
Safe haven.
I'm kind of done with the Nicholas Sparks thing. I think everybody lost their thunder.
This thing will top out at the theaters around like $37 million.
Yeah.
Maybe
A lot of them were carried through with the hope that like it could be another notebook.
Yeah.
And I think that hope has just faded.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You never know. He has made like, there's like 11 movies based off his books.
Didn't Miley Cyrus star in one?
Miley Cyrus starred in one.
We're going to be talking
about
it later.
I'm pretty sure like a long time ago, like they were doing them in like the 80s.
Yeah, the
I
last
feel like
song.
People always remember The Notebook. But he's been around, who knows how much longer ago, though, because $13 million, not very high.
No.
And then we go to number four. For me, the most surprising on his list, I guess I'm wrong, though, because I didn't win, Get Hard. $8 million. Yes.
You had it out of your top five.
Yes, I did. Because, I mean, obviously not a lot of people are seeing it, but I don't know who's choosing to see this movie.
There's no other. You sound like me. There's no other comedies in it.
That's the thing. It's the only R-rated comedy that's playing.
And it's the same thing. It's like,
but I
as
just,
fast
I
as sold out. People are going to be like, am I going to see Home? No. Am I going to see this longest douche ride? No. I'm going to watch Get Hard.
Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart alone.
I just expect people to just keep their audience to keep going to Furious 7. So unless you're
guaranteed
telling
they got a $4 million runoff from that because of sold out Furious tickets. Guaranteed.
It has a 29%. It has a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has like not that great of an audience either. No one likes this movie. It's ridiculous. But then bringing in our top five is going to be Cinderella. Bringing in there $7 million in its fifth week, bringing its total to $180
million.
Wow. So Home has 129, and then Cinderella 180, and then Furious 7,
again,
251.
Cinderella could crawl a 200. That'd be very nice.
And the fact that Home and Cinderella are constantly in top five the last few weeks is because they're both kids' movies, but they're two totally different kind of kids' movies.
It's over which next is, week. It's over next week for them.
For the kids' movies?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Also, but things worth mentioning, Divergent dropped to number six. Wow. It is off. It was in its fourth week. It has completely gone from the top five, probably never to recover. Woman in Gold, which we had been talking about, is going up.
Yeah,
it made
a good thing.
$5.48 million. That's up 162%. It also went up in theaters from like, it went up to 1,500, and I think it started at like 300.
It
so
did
a
very
huge
well. It's doing
rise
very well.
In theaters.
And Danny
good money for Weinstein.
Danny Collins is doing well too. You know, the Pacino and Benny movie.
Yeah, for a small.
For a small movie in 739 theaters to get to ninth place, that's not bad. And then you got While You're Young, the Stiller movie as well.
Oh, Stiller movie, Noah Baumbach or something.
And then
like that.
You know what killed Ex Machina.
Oh yeah, but it got a limited release.
It was only in a couple of theaters, but it did like it was averaging like 62,000 per.
It was in four theaters.
Yeah, but 62,000 per for four theaters is crazy town. And the Schmoes gave it.
That's because people
five.
Were so disappointed from Chappie, and we're like, "This is gonna how you do an
true.
AI movie, right?
True.
Let's go see how what can be done with not as much money, but with some talent."
I might see it. The Schmoes give it five. I'll go see it.
I'm bored too. I think that I'm going to see it. Oh, you know, it's like
I'm
one of the ones that I'm.
I saw Ex Machina
about.
This
really?
Weekend. It was great.
Is that how you say it?
Ex Machina. Yeah, it's like Deus Ex Machina, but without the Deus.
You should know
thank
how to
you.
Say that, Sarah. You're Spanish.
Yeah. Nope.
Jupiter Josh, what did you think of the movie overall, man? Is it worth checking out?
Oh, man. Fantastic start. I mean, it's, you know, there's only like three actual characters in the movie, but it's pretty fantastic from start to finish. Really engaging with some pretty heady philosophical AI stuff. Lots of some twists you don't see coming, some things you think are going to be twists that aren't twists. It's really well made.
Oh, I love
and
the fake out.
And that is how a twist is supposed to be made.
Yeah, the twist fake out.
Like, that's the reaction right there that people who write with twists want. So I am excited to see this movie. Let's get into our international numbers for a little bit.
There's only one.
There's only one movie to talk about.
Cinderella?
Let's go about
Yeah, of course.
No. Furious 7, $195 million overseas this weekend, which includes $68.6 million on opening day, which was a Sunday in China.
The People's Republic of China. Holy shit. $70 million in one day.
One day.
One day.
Insane.
9 months from now, there's going to be like probably like 6 billion new Chinese kids named Toretto. And maybe fast. They might even name him Furious. Who knows? My thing is, what was everybody off that day? Like, were they done polluting the air for the whole world?
Maybe it's a holiday.
I was about to say it's a national holiday for China. They make half the cars there in the movie. So
I
want
to
verify this Sunday thing though. It's like
no, it's true.
Oh, that's crazy.
Everything comes out of China is true.
All right, well, it is a new single-day record for China. Maybe it will get a holiday. Yeah. It is essentially equal to what the last movie made in its entire run there.
Wow.
So, obviously, everyone bought it on DVD and watched it 1,000 times, which made them so excited for this one.
Hey, Toretto.
It's too early to say exactly what this means in the long run, but
it means it's
going to
make $1 billion. 1.3. It'll probably be over $1 billion by the end of the week over there.
It's going to be crazy. And it's supposed to end up around $1.3 billion, and that would be fifth all-time behind Avatar, Titanic, The Avengers, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
This is fascinating.
It is fascinating, right.
What happened between Fast 6 and Fast 7? I don't want to put this all on the Paul Walker death.
No,
Paul
you
Walker.
Can't.
You can't.
It's
Paul
not.
Walker,
Chinese
but it's
don't care
also
about that.
bringing together the team. I mean, Furious 7 brought together a lot of actors. You're bringing in Jason Statham, who has a huge audience, especially for car-centric and fast and action-typed movies. He has his own audience. You put him together. You put Vin Diesel. Obviously, you have Paul Walker's last movie. You have The Rock. You're bringing in a lot of people. Like, think about how, like, the first Expendables had such hype because it was bringing this team together. That Furious 7 did that without overplaying it. They did.
But who, I mean, besides Jason Statham, which I agree brings in the action fans, there's really not that many. I mean, Kurt Russell's another guy that was brought in. He's not a box office draw.
Also, like,
Kurt Russell's in it?
If you look,
Kurt Russell, man.
He's in Fury 7. Yeah. What is he doing it?
he's kind of like Bruce Willis's character was in Expendable movies.
Oh, okay.
But also, like, I don't know. I feel like you've gotten these characters, whether it be Ludacris or Tyrese, from different sectors, and it was just bringing kind of like the all-stars of the first six movies into one, and then also adding in someone else.
But what fascinates me is you had them in all in five, and then six did better, obviously, but the jump from six to seven is just so huge.
This is beyond superhero numbers. This is like a complete and utter blockbuster of epic proportion.
And here's another thing. This was supposed to come out last year. Let's not forget that. This movie was supposed to come out last year. Because of Paul Walker's death, it was pushed a whole nother year. So maybe just that weight of wanting to see this movie a year ago, and then it just built up to like, oh my gosh.
If this opened last year around that time,
it
would have never been anywhere near this. This is going to top out at like 450 domestic, which is just mind-boggling.
Well, we will have to see. I'm going to be very interested if it hits one of these five off the list.
Man, I mean,
actually bump something.
800 million in 2 weeks worldwide is Avenger money.
Did you miss the 70 million in one day?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
We were playing basketball. I missed every shot because I was dumbfounded. I couldn't. They're like, why are you missing shots? I was like, because Fast Furious 7 made like $70 million in China in one day. People were like, wow.
Well, for those of you who don't want to hear as much about Fury 7, I'll throw in a tidbit of something else. Home added 15 million. New total, 111 million. Cinderella, 12.6 million. Foreign total, 256 million. There you go. They get a sentence. Fury 7 gets four paragraphs.
I mean, when you make $70 million in one day, nothing else should be talked about. Maybe just like mention the name of the movie and that's about it.
I mean, like, if I was a Hollywood executive right now, I'd be making... I would tell every writer in Hollywood, start writing a script. I want cars in it.
Yep.
If you have them jump out of a car, that's a plus.
Yep.
No, there's no jumping out of cars. There's flying cars.
Yeah. Like, literally, I would just be like, we need to get cars and stars in a movie as soon as possible.
I mean,
Twisted Metal, the movie, should happen now.
If this is any indication of what, you know, the summer box office is going to be, and even Star Wars, obviously. I mean, Age of Ultron. I don't even know if Age of Ultron could do these numbers.
But, like...
Yeah, but that's a second tier. That's a second tier. This was a second tier movie. Now this is a first tier movie.
Yeah, exactly. It made that jump.
This is the jump. Like, Mad Max is second tier. Mm-hmm. Terminator was first tier. Now it's second tier. And the trailer that just came out...
I guess I really want Mad Max to be first tier.
I would love for that to be first tier. But Radar, it's hard for Radar movies nowadays to make that first tier.
If looking like the worst thing in the world was actually the best thing in the world... then the Terminator Genesis trailer would be actually really good.
What was the one we were talking about where the video games come in?
Oh, Pixels.
Pixels.
Oh, Pixels, yeah.
Oh, painful.
I'm going to do a double feature, Pixels and Terminator, and I'm going to shoot myself afterwards.
Before we get into the international games, we finish international numbers, I want to throw out a couple of acknowledgments. Mr. Jamiron, who has now his name is not Jamiron Turner, it's Jamiron Boss Turner.
He's going to be Welcome to Jamrock now. That's his name, Welcome to Jamrock.
He sounds like a Fast and Furious character. That guy can easily be part of the
team. He did predict the top five, so good job. Also, Mark Vizioso?
No, Vizio. He owns a TV guy.
No, it's not Vizio.
He's the TV guy.
Hook us up with the TV, bro.
Mark,
what's up? I need a new 65 for my bathroom.
You guys, you got the box office right, so congrats to you. Also, we want to give a keep trying.
But I won, though. I was the closest.
Yeah, you were the closest.
Okay.
You really need to work on your humility factor.
Well, I'm doing
really
good.
We're working on the normal person.
Well, I was
going to
give somebody the Joyful Noise DVD if they beat me. And the new J. Peterman catalog with Sarah's number is encrypted in here, her home number.
And then blacked
and her,
out.
And her sister's number as well.
I don't have a sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a sister?
Sister-in-law.
Stepsisters.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, but keep trying. Ricky and Larry, good job. You're close.
That sounds like
I don't know your last
name. It sounds like a movie without Sandler in it.
Ricky and Larry?
No, it's Chuck and Larry Get Married, whatever it's called.
That was a movie. Anyway, good job, guys. Thank you for playing with us. Now on to another game.
Oh, it's
International
Sarah's favorite.
Numbers. Here we go.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
al esfuerzo y al heroísmo.
You're still wrong.
No lo queremos.
That's the best.
You haven't been practicing.
I just blacked out. What happened?
It was the best. Yeah, you blacked out.
I just blacked out.
He just blacks out.
What happened? Last 30 seconds are a blur to me. What's going on?
You metamorphosize into something.
Oof, I don't know what happened. But
yeah, it's a new word. We're making new words up today.
Okay.
I'm trying to be like E40.
Please, what is the rules for this week? Last week changed it up on us.
It's got to be China. Oh,
in celebration of
that's not part of the rules.
70 million one day thing, China will be, yes, from here to eternity on the movie title game.
Are we guessing the true one or the false one?
One true.
Okay.
I like this better because it gives me...
you get some more creative
Yeah, it gives
freedom.
My mind to expand.
All right.
With ridiculousness. In honor of Paul Blart Mall Cop coming out.
Yep. Can't wait for that one.
We got China. We got...
I can.
Overweight Dimwit, Protector of Evil.
Okay, that was the name of the first one.
Yeah.
I think you just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Old School.
Okay. Oh, good.
Old Perverts Score with Young Chicks.
Accurate.
Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, the King Kong type movie.
Young Black Panda rescues blonde woman.
Shut up. That is not real. Young Black Panda.
Yeah, because they have to associate with pandas. They don't even know what gorillas are.
Okay.
Down
there. That is not real.
Unfriended.
Oh, the movie is coming out.
Murder on your news feed.
Mm, that makes sense.
So once again, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Overweight Dimwit, Protector of Evil. Old School.
Protector of Evil.
Protector of Evil.
Wouldn't it be Protector
from
evil?
Hey.
Right. Paul Blart does not protect the evil.
I'm just saying. You. Maybe in China he does.
So who do we know that's bad with grammar?
Old perverts score with young chicks.
Okay. Don't believe that one.
Young Black Panda rescues blonde woman.
Okay.
And unfriended murder on your news feed.
It's either unfriended or...
Yeah.
Something. Or
I'm going to say the true one, I'm going to have to say unfriended.
I would assume it's also unfriended, but then I feel like he's trying to mess with us.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Paul Blart one, because that's grammatically incorrect.
Maybe
so who else did you insult?
Well, I got to find my crackpot statisticians. I don't know what they're doing
what
over
was, there. What was, besides my Joe Young?
Oh, there's the old school.
Old school?
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or my
Which
Joe
one
Young?
Would he rather?
Old perverts score with young chicks. I mean, that's what they did in the movie.
I'm going to go with... I was going to say Mighty Joe Young.
Giant panda. Go with that one, please.
No, I'm going with Unfriended.
Unfriended. Okay. And let's hear from Juber Josh, which, by the way, today is his last show.
Is it really?
This is, guys, because I'm moving on to new pastures.
He's going to go to China and make a new fest. Low budget.
That makes
budget
me
film.
Really sad.
It's not
I
a bad
know,
idea.
I'm sorry, guys.
I know.
This will be my last time weighing in.
You're
but,
unfriended.
Hey, maybe you can call in, though, like from time to time.
Of course.
That's
give
bad
her
time.
Some astrology lessons.
All right, well, for your last time, let's hope you lose here.
For the last time, it's got to be unfriended.
Okay.
There's no other answer.
Around the same. All right, now I want you to get it right.
Oh, so Young Black Panda rescues blonde woman is not really something that people believe in?
That's not good.
Are we all correct?
I don't think.
Yes,
even
you are.
I think even in China, they know that's not a panda.
Yeah. Maybe. They're right. So drunk on Furious 7, might be able to get past them. No, you guys are right, unfriended.
Oh,
was,
got it.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
It's the only one that made sense, really. Sort actually, of. The old school one, I was kind of leaning towards that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah. It is something like old school guys go with
young
chicks.
I was
going to
say, if it was like guys or old men or something along those lines, it was the insertion of pervert that made me think. Hmm.
Well, I like the word pervert. It's a good word. Nothing wrong with that word.
All right. That was our game. Now we have a list for you. These are top five grossing Nicholas Sparks movies.
Wow.
In case you were wondering. Oh, these are all recent ones. Very interesting.
Well, semi.
Well, in comparison to the Nicholas Sparks movies that have been made.
True.
Let's get into them. Number five. The Lucky One.
Now, is this the Miley Cyrus?
Yes,
no,
it's Miley Cyrus.
No.
Yes, it is.
The last song is the Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll believe
The Lucky
her on
One.
This one.
The lucky one, is Zac Efron?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Zac Efron. Yeah. It's Zac Efron.
It's Zac Efron. And he was like a military dude. Mm-hmm. And he like found this woman's picture in the war and he like held on to it. And he was like, I'm going to come back and find you.
And yeah, it's like Dear Johnny's Notebook.
He stalks her and finds her. And then they fall in love.
So let me just break this down. The blueprint for these movies are it's either guy or girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who are extremely good looking.
Extremely good looking. Or love somebody, but halfway through the movie, usually a secret or some sort of. Usually it's a secret of some sort.
Yeah.
Comes Something into gets play. In the way. Mm-hmm. And then they usually end tragically in love. Usually not always with a happy ending. Is that true? I haven't seen any of these movies, so you're going to have to help me out.
Yeah.
Oh, she hasn't seen any of them either.
I've seen some of them.
And the ones you've seen, have they usually ended happy or is it like Romeo and Juliet style where it's just like, it's not going to work out?
I've seen the lucky one. All I know is that he has a dog. Okay. And I really liked that he had a dog.
There you go.
Or something. Well, she like has a barn.
There's three little facts about Zac Efron. His favorite movie is Goonies.
Okay.
At one point, he got punched in the face.
He went to rehab for cocaine addiction in 2013.
Yeah, remember that.
And his idol is Leonardo DiCaprio. Now, only one of these I consider a bad decision.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No. Going to rehab for coke addiction.
Okay.
Why are you going to quit that?
I don't know.
I mean, unless it takes over your life.
Okay. The Lucky One made $60.4 million. Then going up to number four, which is the last song. Ugh, Hello, Miley Cyrus. When she had, like, country, like, brown locks.
She had to have dialect
It's where she met her fiancé.
Well, former fiancé. That's right.
Because now she's married to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
His son, Patrick. Yeah.
But, yes, they did meet on the set of the last song, Liam Hemsworth, who has now been in.
It was junk.
I really don't know.
I mean, honestly.
Maybe.
I'm just curious if she's a halfway good actor at all.
She had a whole TV show, Hannah Montana.
Yeah. That stretched the acting chops.
She, she reported when she started twerking, she was doing it so much that she developed tachycardia.
What is that?
Yeah, it's like a regular heartbeat. She was just twerking her ass off, basically.
The heartbeat was going with the same rhythm
as
the twerking?
She was trying to do that, and she developed, tachycardia.
Anne Hathaway just did a parody.
Oh, that's right.
Of the lip sync battle, and she did a wrecking ball.
Did she really?
On TV, yeah.
Was she naked?
No, I think there was a white tank top, white underwear, combat boots outfit.
Go the full mile if you're going to do it.
Yeah, from
live television, there are things they have to censor.
Just wear a mask and get naked, that girl.
All right, number three.
That made me uncomfortable. All right, number three, Safe Haven, which brought in $71.3 million. Safe Haven, I believe, is the one with Julianne Hough.
No, Josh DeMille and Julianne Hough.
There was like rumors she got it because of her relationship with Ryan Seacrest.
Wait a minute, she got what? She got
the movie?
It from Josh?
The part.
I could be totally off. Maybe this is a rumor that I made up in my
sure
mind.
Oh, sure she has.
Well, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and she was a dancer.
She danced with McCook at the
party. Then she like came
I
in.
To, a little bit.
She mm-hmm. did Safe Haven, and she also did Footloose. But I think she
and,
bridged.
And Rock of Ages.
There we go. I thought that she used a little bit of, obviously, connections
Sex
to get
appeal.
Those.
Why not? I mean, one thing I heard about this movie has like a ridiculous like ghost twist in it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Have you heard of that? And this is the only reason why I've heard of this movie. Or I mean, I heard of it, but the only reason why I know anything about it is because people were trashing this twist in the movie. It's like a Shyamalama Ding Dong twist.
Ugh,
where like somebody in a movie turns out to be like a ghost.
Remember we were talking about the good twist earlier? This one had the bad ones.
I have not seen it, so I can't speak to it.
Well, Josh DeMille was a bathroom attendant as well in a New York club. Yeah, back in the days. And he patented a move. You know when they like flip out the towels to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He'd flip them out and give them around his back. So it was like an around the back move. So when you talk to bathroom attendants, be like, hey, could you give me a Duhamel? And he'll go around his back with it. He patented it.
And that is how he's going to be remembered in life.
So would they like take a towel and give him a tip at the same time?
Are you really still talking about this?
Sorry.
Snap it out or run behind their back.
All right. Number two, Dear John, $80 million.
This is a Channing Tatum one?
Very, very, very close to the number one spot.
Yeah.
Yes, this was Channing Tatum, Amanda Siegfried. I believe she was either coming right off like Mamma Mia. Mm. It was where she kind of made that transfer from being the background girl in Mean Girls to being a rising star. She did Dear John, she did Mamma Mia, and then eventually she got Les Mis. But I would say this movie was really starting her, putting her in the
This forefront. Was actually one of the best ones. My buddy Jamie Linden wrote it. He did We Are Marshall, and he's been doing a lot of other good stuff. He's making a lot of money.
Now, is this the one where it's about the war or something like that?
This is
like
the one
he comes
where
back from war. Channing Tatum.
Everyone is where they come back from war. Come on, man.
Pretty much, or they're coming back from working to some sort of.
It's about like letters, like Dear John letters.
That's all it's about, though.
I'm sure there's more. I don't know.
Every single one of these posters are like two people looking at each other.
You're a girl. You should know this.
Amanda Seyfried. Like, I know a lot about these movies.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Amanda Seyfried. You know, she was in Lovelace, obviously, which is a great movie. Mm. Little known fact about Lovelace. You know, it's porn, obviously. Deep Throat, obviously. It made $600 million in the box office.
Yeah.
And with inflation, it's in the billion-dollar club.
Mm. I did not know that.
Well,
all right. Well, there's Dear John. And number one, if you didn't guess it already, it goes to The Notebook.
Yep.
$81 million. So just $1 million above Dear John, even though this one I know a lot about because it is a great movie.
Yeah.
That's what people say. I've only seen half.
It's a really good movie. I've only seen half, too, usually.
I've only seen half.
Well, because, you know, girls get really turned on when they're watching it. The next thing you know, it's over with.
That's exactly.
I was so on your side for about 10 seconds there. I was like, thank you. Yes.
I'm kidding. I've seen the whole movie. It's very good. James Gardner was great in it. The lady from The Mother. She was great.
Yes. It is a wonderful movie. I absolutely love it. If you haven't seen it, you should. Or,
you know, little known fact, Ryan Gosling, during like pre-production and like acting with Rachel McAdams, was like, I want her fired. I don't want her on this anymore.
Really?
Yeah. And they were like, that's not going to happen. And then sure enough, they fell in love and were dating for a while.
We're dating. And her audition video for this movie is online and is like one of the most watched audition videos
really?
For any film.
That's why they weren't firing her.
Is this the movie that kind of blew her up? I mean, she did Wedding Crashers
Mean
before.
Girls.
Well, yeah, but she didn't blow up from that movie.
Everybody really got
Wedding
a lot
Crashers
of
was before this, right?
People liked her in Mean Girls because she was intense. People fell in love with her in The Notebook, in my opinion.
Including me. She looked great in it.
There we go. All right,
all
so that was our list. Are we going to see any Nicholas Sparks movies in the future box office?
No, Longest Ride's going to be. Oh, maybe it's going to be number five.
I mean, it's a model now. They're just, you know, producing them left and right.
Pick an up and coming girl, up and coming guy. Yeah. Try and throw them in a movie. Get a couple bucks before they strike big.
Well, guy,
maybe it'll
know,
promote DVD sales. Who knows?
Really sentimental guys will take chicks to go see this movie. Or really sentimental guys will take other guys to this movie.
Unless, like, Ryan Gosling does another one. I can't see it, like, doing really
He won't
well.
Do it. He's toast.
Yeah. He's done with it.
You never know.
Notebook
it is.
Two?
Maybe.
How does it end? Can there be a sequel?
No, there cannot be a sequel.
I don't know how it
ends. Discuss their older lives and their younger lives.
Nicholas Sparks movies are usually stepping stones for people's careers.
Yeah.
Unless they're playing the old people in it.
That's true. Channing Tatum. That's not what he was.
Zac Efron, the whole thing.
We're going to get into our upcoming films
now.
Why there's so many on this list, I do not know.
You know why.
I do?
Yeah, because
the first
out.
One we're going to talk about is...
They're all coming out.
The first one we're going to talk about is Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, which should not be coming out because it looks awful.
It just looks so bad.
I really can't beat it down that much. One of my good buddies' his girlfriend's in it, so...
Well, here's the thing.
I got to be a little biased. Okay.
The first movie came out, and Kevin James was riding off that, like, Hitch kind of, you know, success train, and basically... I had no interest in the first movie, and I had no idea the first movie would be any good or do good, and it destroyed, like at the box office. It hit like $100 million in
more.
A few weeks,
like 130 or something.
Yeah, overall. But I remember just thinking to myself, and everyone started talking about it, like, oh man, Paul Blart. And to me, I'm like, okay, I liked him in Hitch. You know, maybe this is like, you know, when Sandler first started coming out in movies, this is his best stuff. I was like, all right, this movie's got to be a hit for some reason. So I went and saw it, and I said, what the hell?
Well, look,
how is this movie making so much money? It was so dumb, so juvenile. It felt like, you know, Home Alone in a mall almost at times.
That's sort of what they're going for. I mean, that's the demo, 11 to 15-year-old guys who are, like, not
guys,
ready, you know, who are not ready to, like, you know, they'll go in there, they'll laugh. Yeah. They'll revisit it in, like, 15 years and be like, hey, let's get a drink and watch Paul Blart. Remember, we loved it when we seen it when we were 11? And then they'll want to go shoot themselves afterwards and be like, how the fuck did I like something like that?
There, for Paul Blart... Mall Cop 2, they do not have a score up on Rotten Tomatoes yet, but there are three critics' reviews. I'll read you the one from the Rotten Tomatoes top critic, Tom Hiddleston from Time Out. What would a film be like if every single person involved made as little effort as humanly possible?
Oh, wow.
If that doesn't make you want to see
Ken
this
Knapsack?
Movie.
Did Ken write that?
Let me read, look.
I mean, no. Here's the thing. Sounds First like of all, it's a huge distance from part one to part two.
Oh, yeah.
Usually when you're going to make...
6 or 7 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when Paul Blart made a bunch of money, I was like, they're probably going to crank a sequel out in a year.
Yeah.
Or two at the most.
Well, no, they did. But they called it, like, Zookeeper. They just switched it up. They're like, oh, hey, put this guy in the zoo.
That's a horrible movie. Yeah. Let's not even get into that. Although Stallone was a lion in that movie. He was the best part about it. Yeah. And let me ask you this: did you watch the first one, Paul Blart?
I hope not. I don't remember. But
that's
really...
the thing. Even if you saw it, listen, I saw it. And I could tell you about two things about the movie because it just left my mind exactly after I saw it.
I remember a segue, but I don't know if I got that from the trailer of watching it.
Probably.
But I mean, Kevin James. I don't think his career has gone the way he was hoping it would go.
I don't think
you
so
said,
either.
Zookeeper was bad. Grown Ups, you can't call
his
that a Kevin
account's
James
going
movie.
The way he wants it to go. I mean, that's for sure.
Well, Grown Ups is not a Kevin James movie.
No.
That's just, it's the Expendables of crappy comedies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of going back to the well a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a hit. I think it will be a hit because a lot of people, for some reason, love that first film.
Yes.
And I will say, when I saw it, it definitely is a kid's movie.
Yes, correct.
And I was kind of hoping it'd be a little more in there for the adults.
Somebody who doesn't want to see Home or like Cinderella and be like, hey, let's go see Paul Blart.
Isn't this one in like, what's the
setting
of this?
It's in Vegas.
So it's a kid's movie set in Vegas?
It's a kid's movie. You know what's going to happen. It's like, it's going to be like some high profile guy's going to rob a casino, but like hurt nobody.
Exactly.
And nothing's really going to happen. And Paul Blart's going to do the wrong stuff and it's going to turn out to be the right stuff. And he's going to solve the problem and Paul Blart's going to be a hero. And if it makes a lot of money, you're going to see Paul Blart 3 in I don't know, Nevada. Not
this
Nevada,
conversation
Ohio
is boring because this movie's horrible. Okay, we're going
to
move on.
Kevin James went to 4.6 in high school.
To Unfriended, which we have already mentioned.
Yes. The Skype.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a TV movie for MTV.
Was
like,
it really?
Like, sort of like a catfish kind of thing. But it tested so well. They're like, just throw this in the theaters and watch these idiots go see it.
MTV's kind of honing in on this horror sector right now. We've got Unfriended that's coming out.
Yeah,
they're
the
coming
social
out
with media angles.
They're coming out with a Bella Thorne TV show that's like Scream.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
That's coming out as well and looking like they put together a pretty nice trailer for it.
Mm-hmm. MTV's got a lot of money.
But Unfriended is coming out for those of you who haven't heard about it. It's the one where they're all in some sort of group chat.
Yeah,
and
like
all of a sudden
Skype and
ones
stuff.
Start getting killed off. Mm-hmm. It looks fun. I'm going to see it. I know someone in it, so I'm interested to see how they die.
See, 11 to 15 year old guys are going to see Paul Blart, and 13 to 19 chicks who wear tight shorts and dress up like the Kardashians are going to go see this.
Let me say something. First of all, Josh McCoy actually saw this movie last week because he was doing some press, and he said it was a good movie. He really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but his horror taste is
is it off?
Yeah.
Is it off?
Okay. What else does he like?
He likes, extreme movies, like Aspen, Extreme, and...
He likes everything.
Point Break.
but
he gets scared. He says it.
The thing that fascinates about this movie is they shot it all in one day.
Yes.
Like a play. And that boggles my mind. If this thing makes any money, how much do you think this thing costs? It must have cost peanuts.
Peanuts. Well, they got no stars.
No stars.
They shoot it very
quickly.
They
shoot it with a webcam.
Shot it in one day.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had this idea, because I'd be making...
Let's all go.
Millions of dollars
after this, let's go get
it's MTV.
I got an iPhone 6. We'll go shoot a movie.
Let's go shoot a movie.
Right away. Send it out.
Sell it to MTV immediately.
I do think it's interesting. I don't know if I could sit in the theater for an hour and a half and just see, people on the computer going through Facebook and showing videos. Because the whole thing is shot. It's like you're watching a giant screen.
Yeah, nobody cares.
A computer screen. It's not like, people walking around and stuff like that.
People
it's
spend just, more than an hour in a row staring at their own computer screen.
I know,
screen.
But
it'll be in the top five.
If this was a 15-minute video on That's YouTube, I would watch it. But
we'll see.
I just can't see going to
theater. I think
the
reviews are pretty high. I think that it's going to get some really good word of mouth.
Yeah.
And I think it's a new take on horror that hasn't really been seen before.
Social media.
So I'm interested to see it. I am looking forward to this movie a little bit. All right.
Netflix.
Getting
Social
into
media is a billion-dollar business.
Monkey.
More.
You can watch it on your computer. It'll feel real.
Netflix. There you go.
Twitter. You can watch it on Twitter. Watch it on
Monkey
Snapchat.
Monkey Kingdom. A movie was not shot in one day.
No.
It probably took so much footage. It's about
these Disney nature movies.
Yeah, life.
Yeah, it's trying
nature.
To be March. It's trying to be March of the Penguins,
but
it's not going to hit.
No.
Penguins have pizzazz. They have style.
People
monkeys
like the prairie dogs.
Yeah, but monkeys jack off and dig holes and throw stuff at people.
Monkeys are they're
some people are
very
scared
intelligent.
Of monkeys.
I'm scared of monkeys.
People are scared of monkeys.
Oh, of course. They ripped people's faces off.
I watched a monkey.
The monkeys are insane.
He tossed off. Then... shit in his hand and threw it at somebody.
Now I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Utter disrespect. It's fun to watch, but it's not fun to be anywhere near.
The March of the Penguins. The last movie was Bears, which I didn't see. I know Ken Knapsack loves Bears.
He loves bears. He loves eats raw movie. Fish every day. That guy.
But like, I think the monkeys might be one of the more exciting Disney nature movies just because, first of all, they're jumping from tree to tree. Mm-hmm. They're running around, like, grabbing people's purses. And, like, you've seen that? You've seen some of the videos?
I'm not excited for this movie.
In some places in China, they've, like, basically are, like, gangs. You can't even go in their neighborhood.
There's a couple of monkey gangs in China. They're actually stronger than actual real people.
It's true.
Okay, well, they've made this movie. It's coming out.
I can't
out.
Wait to see this movie.
I'm really glad this half of the table is excited about it. I'm probably not going to be seeing it. Instead, I might be seeing Let's Talk About True Story coming out, which I feel like hasn't had a ton of publicity.
Yeah,
although it has some... That is the question. If you haven't heard about it, I'll read you the movie info.
It's got a great premise.
It is about a New York Times reporter mm-hmm. played by Jonah Hill mm-hmm. who meets accused killer played by James Franco
ooh.
And who is... And there's like this identity and it's
yeah, like it's
like
Talented Mr. Ripley-esque.
Yeah, but it's based on actual events and there's like murder and love and just...
Basically Franco goes to jail for murdering his family. And when the police capture him, he gives them the name of a reporter for like the New York Times or something who's played by Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah Hill, apparently he like lied on some story, so he just got fired. And he's
Brian Williams style.
Yeah, Brian Williams style. And he kind of goes to interview James Franco, wants to know, why did you use my name when you gave him to the cops? And this relationship forms... And that's the basic I got from the movie. Yeah. I'm actually supposed to see a screening of it tomorrow night, which I'm pretty excited for.
Felicity Jones is also on it.
Yes, which
I like her.
And she was great.
Is this the one where James Franco has a bald head?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what movie that is.
But this movie is coming out. Huge stars. It seems like it has a good storyline. It seems like... So I'm wondering, why aren't people talking about it?
I wonder...
Why is this not being pushed?
First of all, it's not a comedy. And when you think James Franco and Jonah Hill, you think these two guys together are going to make a comedy.
This is... exactly. This is Jonah Hill's only second Trek, not comedy. The first one was Moneyball. And he got an Oscar nod. So
yeah, and you look at James Franco, who got a huge nod for like 127 hours.
Yeah.
Like, they both have... They have... an audience who wants to see them not mm-hmm. be funny. I guess it is testing the waters of putting them together
sure.
and also doing that.
I think that's why they're going with a slow release. They're not going like crazy wide. I mean, the average American is going to see, a movie called True Story, Jonah Hill, James Franco must be a comedy. They're going to walk in and be like, what have I walked into?
But I
think, they could be happily surprised because it's gotten good reviews.
Who are you taking tomorrow?
Who am I? What?
You taking somebody with you?
Oh, a friend of mine is the one that invited me to the screening.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to take Cody or cops or like kick him out. I'll go with you.
I was jealousy flaring up in case you're wondering.
Another true story is I'll be seeing Monkey Kingdom this weekend.
Okay.
I mean,
You guys go have fun with that.
He's doing a thing.
Another movie worth mentioning, Child 44.
Yes.
Coming out. JT, do you want to take this one?
I'm very interested in this because Tom Hardy, who we were just talking about, Mad Max. This guy could do no wrong for me. I mean, he's not made a bad movie in my eyes. Even movies that haven't lived up to, like, great potential. Like, I like The Drop with Gandolfini.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was a solid crime film. Hardy was the best thing in the movies alongside Gandolfini. Like, he always gives a good performance. Mm-hmm. And
he's got a strong brow.
Yeah, he does. Child 44 has a great cast. Gary Oldman. It takes place during a Stalin era.
It's a great premise.
During Russia, when all these children are being murdered, basically, by, like, a serial killer. And Tom Hardy's job is to basically try to find out what's going on, and he finds out there's, like, some government protection for the serial killer. Again, this is just stuff I pulled from the trailer. It looks fascinating. The director is the only thing I'm a little worried about. He's a guy.
Espinoza, right?
Yeah, Espinoza, which he directed the last one, I believe, was Safe House with Denzel.
I like that
Ryan
movie.
Reynolds. I never saw it. I heard mixed things.
It was good.
It was
Denzel's
good?
Always good. Yeah.
Okay, so were you seeing True Story, or are you seeing Child 44?
After Monkey Kingdom, I will probably go see... I'll probably see Child 44. If I had to pick, I would see Child 44 only because I think Tom Hardy... I'm more interested to see what he does.
I think it's going to be a slower movie.
I don't know.
Be slower.
I think it's... But
it's a real
has
success
that,
story.
but it has that murder. You know, both movies are kind of murder mysteries.
That's exactly. And I don't know. I think if I have to choose one, I'm going to choose True Story. Maybe I'll just wait till you guys see it.
You can go see Monkey Kingdom.
Also, just throwing it out there before we move on, because we have to get into our predictions because we're running out of time.
He drinks 13 cans of Red Bull a day, Tom Hardy. And if they don't
sell
it,
unhealthy.
Well, it's better than crack cocaine and alcohol that he used to do.
Also coming out is Monsters Dark Content.
Yeah, this is
I got some Sophia Batali.
Rated R drama, sci-fi, thriller coming out, directed by Tom Green. Stars
my friend Sophia Batali. No, not that Tom Green. My friend Sophia Batali is in this, who just got Star Trek. So I was with Sophia this weekend to celebrate her Star Trek gig.
She just got cast in the new Star Trek there?
Yeah, the girl from
Kingsman. She was on the Schmoes Now Show.
I was with her, and Madonna called her. Because she danced with her for 10 years. So she goes, congratulations on that thing. I was like, can I speak to Madonna for a second? She's like, yeah. I was like, hey, Madonna, this is Tom, you know, Sophia's friend. And she's like, hey. I was like, I just got one question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of lover was Sean Penn? And she goes, there was not even a scale. She goes, he was off the scale.
Charlie's Theron. I bet she could back that up.
I thought we were working on the no lying.
I'm not lying. I'm friends with Sophia. Everybody knows that.
He did bring her into the studio.
Okay. Well, those are upcoming films. We're going to see how they do. Let's get into predictions. We're starting with your table, so stop giggling. Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Prediction time.
And I love might predictions. Take some
calls. Well, since I won last week, I'll go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah. I think number 5 is going to be The Sparks, Nicholas Ride. Mm. Or the longest ride. Yeah, that one. It'll probably drop down to about, what'd it make?
13-ish.
13 is probably going to do about, it's probably going to do about 5.5.
So nothing's going to make more than 5. Okay.
You're going to see Home.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to see Unfriended.
Okay.
Probably at like 15 to 17, depending on how many chicks come out.
Okay.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Dwa.
So you're saying it's not going to make as much as 5?
No, Paul Blart's going to do about 22.
Okay.
And Furious will probably, well, I told you it's going to rain until Avengers comes out. Furious is going to do about 37, probably. $36, $37 million. Not
close.
Here, though. Not China. Yeah, China's going to do $4 billion in like a week.
Pretty close to mine, but shall
all
I go?
All right. Take it away, JT.
Number
please.
5, I'm right there with you. Longest Ride. It's going to have a big drop off. Just enough to stay in the top 5, because I think everything below it is not going to make much money. Get Hard's out of there. Number 4, I am going to go with the Monkey Kingdom.
That's where my question is. What is Monkey Kingdom going to do?
That's the thing. I think because of Paul Blart, it's going to pull a lot of money away from it. But it does have a specific audience. A lot, you know, the Bears didn't do that bad. And I think, you know,
he's going nationwide.
You're going to get the name. Yeah. It's anything with the word Disney in front of it is going to make money.
Mm-hmm. My people are telling me Monkey Kingdom's not going to do anything.
That's the question.
That's a monkey business.
So you're putting
number 3, I'm going to go with Home. It's staying strong. Only dropped 30%. Even if it dropped another 30%, it's going to be close to 15 million.
Wow.
So I think it's going to do well.
I think you're confused.
Wait. I think you are too.
No, I said Longest Yard.
You said Longest Ride. Kingdom. And then you said Monkey Kingdom. And then Home. You said Home.
And then number 2 is Paul Blart.
Uh-huh.
Number 1 is Fast 7. I don't think Unfriended is going to make top 5.
You don't think Unfriended is going to make top 5.
You don't think it's going to make $5 million bucks.
That's what
it
has to be.
I think Longest Yard is going to drop down to like
Longest Ride.
Longest what I say, Yard?
Yard.
I hate
like
that.
4 times.
And I hated that Adam Sandler movie too, so I apologize.
The original one was good.
The original one was good. But I just don't think Unfriended is going to make that much money.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think people want to go to the cinema theater and see
just for shits and giggles.
Skype.
What's your Furious number? Because you ain't going to need it.
I think it's at 60. It's probably going to be like 45. And Paul Blart, I'm right around there. I think it's maybe closer to 30.
No way.
Listen, Kevin James, they love that first movie.
22 tops.
We'll see.
That's a high end.
30. I think it could be close to 30. Might hit like 28, 27, but it'll be closer to 30.
All right.
All right.
Double S.
Is that my new name? Double S? Yeah.
I don't know what your middle name is, though.
I'm not going to tell you now. Right. I'm interested to see how Monkey Kingdom does, because if you look at like Disney documentary in nature, it's normally it fluctuates from like 4 to 10 million. So it's really longest. If the Longest Ride drops more than 60%, it's out. And
it's
doesn't have
drop.
The greatest reviews. So I think I'm going to put Monkey Kingdom number 5.
Oh.
monkey business.
That you're going for.
Well, the thing is, it's a nature movie.
Yeah.
Also looking at, you have a lot of, you've got a kids movie with Home. Mm-hmm. You've got a teen movie with Unfriended. You have who knows who of CC Paul Blart, but people, I guess. And then you've got everyone else in the world seeing Furious, except for the audience of our, I guess, the older generations. Yeah. And I think that they could go see Monkey Kingdom. If you're looking at movies like, what was it, Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, that opened at like 8, I don't think the full audience is going to see Monkey Kingdom, but I think you're going to get a percentage of that. So I'm going to do Monkey Kingdom 5, go up to Home, then Unfriended, then Paul Blart, then Furious.
Wow, what's your number on Furious?
Number on Furious.
Give your top 5 again. You went by...
Monkey Kingdom, number 5.
Okay.
Home, number 4. I basically have the same list as him, except where I think Monkey Kingdom.
So you think Longest Ride's out of there?
I do.
Okay.
I think Longest Ride is out.
Interesting.
I'm just excited for, like, Get Hard to be out. That's the only one I'm really worried about.
Gotcha.
It's gone.
Unfriended, I do think it's going to go really well. I actually wouldn't be surprised, that surprised, if Unfriended did better than Paul Blart.
No way.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I mean, okay. You know what? I like your theory on Monkey Kingdom. I like that. But I don't think it's going to be Unfriended is not going to be a Paul
Blart.
I mean,
that's why I didn't put it above, because it might not. But I guess I would just be
possible.
Happy.
It's possible.
If it did. Mm-hmm. Paul Blart, and then Furious. Furious, I'm going to put at...
Well, JTE has Unfriended at number 12 this week in the box office.
Number 6. I think it'll be number 6 or 7.
I think that it's pulling in the MTV audience more than your
line. Yeah, maybe I'm MTV audience. Go
I also
see,
think
Monkey
the
Kingdom.
I think the advertisements have really been out there for it. I think that they've been doing a good push for that movie.
Our top 5
where
next
I'm
week.
Going to put Furious, I'm probably, what did you guys say?
I said 45.
And you said 37?
You said like 30. I said 36.
You said you think it's gonna go down 36?
Yeah, I got 36 million right there.
All right, I'm going 45. I think
you might. I mean,
I'm like right around where you guys.
He's gonna lose anyway because Unfriended's gonna be nowhere. Unfriended's gonna be in the top 5.
I hope Monkey Biz is number 1.
No, our top five movies to talk about next week are gonna be movies with the monkey in it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, Monkey Shines.
Okay, we'll talk about that next week. I'm going to put Furious at around. I want to guess something different than both of you, but I'm going to guess
get
it
in between.
I'm going to put it at 40.
Okay.
Why
there you
not?
Go.
All right.
That's actually not bad.
Do we have a caller
we'll
to see if
yeah, are we doing any caller
to,
predictions today? I was like, I can't see my screen right now, so I don't know.
Call in to Box Office Breakdown. Tell us how much you want to see Monkey Kingdom.
Yeah, and
that is not the question.
If you beat us
our
at 5 and 5.
I'm more scared of a monkey than some kids on Skype. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. Joyful noise.
All right. We do have a caller, it seems like. Josh.
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, guys. It's Haroon.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
You got your top 5 ready for us? You could win a Joyful Noise Blu-ray and a Jay Peterman catalog with Sarah's number and address and a measurement.
Okay. Encoded into the... Catalog.
Yes, encoded.
I'm going to start throwing things at you from across the table. I'm just going to like bring up my own little like bag of I don't know what and just chuck them at you.
She's crazy.
I'm sorry. What is your 5 list?
What?
What is your list for next week?
Oh, okay. So number 5, I'm going to say the most anticipated movie of the year, Monkey Kingdom.
Nice.
God bless you.
I don't know if I'm not.
Number 4, I'm going to say Home.
Okay.
It's not a bad pick.
Right there with
me. I don't know. Number 3, Unfriended.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Paul Blart.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I mean, that people like that, so it's there.
I think we should be friends. We have the same opinions.
Yeah. And number 1, obviously, is Furious, right?
Yeah.
Unless
yeah,
you're
Furious,
putting...
definitely number 1.
Okay.
Like 45 million.
45? Okay, we'll remember that. Like I said, if you win, you get Joyful Noise and, you know, the Peterman catalog.
There. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Cool.
It's a spring 2015. It's his best one. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, dude.
That's a good list. He's got a...
It's my
it's
list.
Your list. Which I, you know, I think you have a pretty good list. I think you guys are underestimating.
We get one more and we're out of here?
One more.
Yeah, one
here
more.
We go.
Let's
and then
go.
We got to leave.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Box Office Breakdown. What do you got for us today?
No top 5, just a question.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Don Esposito.
Hey,
of course
there
it
is. What's up, dude?
Hey.
You usually have fantastic questions. You got one for us today? Besides JT's Monkey Kingdom.
The same as you, Tom.
Nice, dude. I like that.
I got Furious 7 at like 28, but
Okay. No, it's gonna land with a three in front of it for sure.
Yeah. Fury 7 just passed 800 million like worldwide. Mm-hmm. What do you think it tops out at?
Well, they're saying 1.3 billion. That's what they're predicting already.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're seeing it like gangbusters in China. I mean, they're taking off work. People getting fired. They're actually executing people for taking off work over there.
This is best.
To see this. People putting their lives on the line to see this.
Let me just say, this is best case scenario for Universal because, again, when Avengers does drop May 1st, it's just going to be a vacuum.
Yes, correct.
And the fact that it's making this much money this quickly is just the best case scenario for them. And I think wherever it ends up the week before Avengers is pretty much where it's going to, you know, it'll still grow a little bit, but it's going to be stopping its tracks for the most part.
I think this is going to do $800 million overseas.
I was about to say, you better not say domestic.
800 overseas, give or take, maybe 750. And another 420 domestic. So we're talking like 1.35 billion, I'd say.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they're saying 1.3. I think when you start estimating around the billions, you're getting pretty close. Yeah. I mean, it's
800 million.
Whether it's 1.3 or 1.4 or 1.25, that's hard to estimate. I think they're pretty accurate. I don't think we're going to be getting like 1.6 billion. No, that's the question.
That's Avenger money.
Once you hit the billion club, everything after that is just gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
It really honestly doesn't.
Again, I think it's very surprising. I don't think, if you asked me, you know, a month ago, do you think it'll hit a billion? I'd be like, no.
No, I would.
These movies never hit that.
I would have said 200 for Furious 7. Domestic and another maybe like 400 for overseas. I would have topped it out at 600 million, but it's gonna double that.
I don't know what you could add to this franchise to make it any bigger, or like who you could add to this franchise. It's just,
you can do anything you want with this thing.
I mean,
you could throw Bugs Bunny in it and the whole Looney Tunes cast.
They're already making a Space Jam too. I mean, come on.
Yeah, are no, they
this,
really?
Yeah, this
oh,
Fast
that's
and
right.
Furious.
I heard about that. LeBron, hopefully.
Toretto races Elmer Fudd.
He does.
It's ridiculous.
All right, Dylan, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, dude.
Wait, before I go, just so you know, if it tops out at 1.3, it'll be the fifth biggest movie of all time.
Yep. It's crazy town.
Yeah. I mean,
insane.
Fast and Furious taking over the world.
Thanks, dude.
Do you think, let me ask you both a question. Do you think Avengers will make more money worldwide?
Yes.
Yes.
You think they'll still make over 1.3 billion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'll do another.
Because you've been questioning like what caused this gap between 6 and 7, like.
I think it'll be very close overseas.
Yeah, it'll be close overseas, but
we'll blow it out domestic.
Exactly,
we'll Avengers do 800 million domestic.
Domestic, here. The first movie I think broke $201 million opening weekend.
Yes,
the second one's going to do around the same, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I think is, like I said, they've had this whole month to just clear out whatever they can. Avengers opens up 2 weeks later, Mad Max, another week after that. It's this beginning of the summer season.
Boom.
It's going to be in a more crowded environment. So I think it's going to do its money, but.
Okay. We are going to be like kicked out of the studio.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for listening to Popcorn Talk Network for Box Office Breakdown. Yep. We are here every Monday. Please, of course, we love it when you interact with us. So rate, subscribe, comment, Twitters for the two of you.
You catch me at Schmoes JT is watching Monkey Kingdom.
Yeah. At Bob Finstock.
All right.
No Twitter yet.
No Twitter, but we will come up next week. We will have the winner of whoever has been winning our predictions for all these weeks. Researchers will be in.
If I win, do you guys have to go see Monkey Kingdom with me and do a review?
Bye, Jupiter Josh.
Yeah,
bye,
Jupiter.
Guys.
Bye,
I'm going to miss you guys.
It's been a real pleasure.
It has been an absolute pleasure, guys. You guys are the best.
Call in.
We can't replace you.
You're the best.
Sad.
He's going to work for Microsoft.
That's true.
Yeah. He's going to be Bill Gates' right-hand man.
All right. Well, we are signing off of that. Goodbye.
Bye.
Keep watching those numbers.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.